What up, people? It's your boy, the host with the most, a do not brag a boast, and I'm coming to you guys live from coast to coast. It's your boy, I'm Chris the Dom One. Welcome to another edition of I'm Chris the Dom One podcast, episode 157. How y'all living? I'm living swell. We got a jam-packed show, but before we begin today's show, I first like to make this announcement. Look, if you got friends, family, or followers, and they are highly motivated and wants to see something innovated, they want to see something originate organically, then please feel free to share my link of I'm Chris the Dom One podcast. Expand this link to the masses, all right? We got to get it done. We got to get it in a hurry. Don Squad in the house, stand up, salute. How y'all living? I'm living swell. So let's go and tackle and address the latest news surrounding the DC universe. Now, Marvel is still Marvel. I feel like Marvel is still king in the comic book realm. I feel like Marvel is still king in entertainment. If you look at their movies, they really don't have a lot of movies that flop. Even the ones like Morpheus, it wasn't a highly anticipated movie. It didn't rake in a multitude of people, and people are buying tickets galore or watching it on streaming services and things of that nature. It didn't do the record-setting numbers, but Morpheus was still, a decent attempt from Marvel. And you know, Marvel was really promoting the dark side of Marvel. I also felt like Blade was going to be in the dark side of Marvel multi-universe, but it was a good attempt, but they didn't execute it very well. But nevertheless, Marvel is still a proven commodity, particularly in movie entertainment. A lot of studios, a lot of productions, a lot of the high-paying actors and actresses. If there's an opportunity to get in a Marvel project, best believe they're going to still try to beg their way and sell their left arm to be in a movie project such as Marvel, because it commands so much volume. As far as money, the masses, people still continue to flock in and watch movies from the Marvel Universe. Now, DC, it was on the horizon, on the cusp of being very competitive to the Marvel Universe. And, you know, due to no disservice to DC, I feel like a lot of DC's problems is being connected to Warner Brothers. Warner Brothers, HBO, Warner Brothers streaming service. I don't think, out of all the streaming services, it's not the best streaming service. Paramount Plus, it's gone down to $5 a month. I've heard people say that if they work at certain locations, they can get Paramount Plus for free for a year. And in some of these cases, it's more than a year. That's how bad Paramount Plus is struggling. The struggle is real for Paramount Plus. Plus, there's really nothing there in that streaming service where you want to spend $5 or even get it free to waste your time watching any of the shows and movies that premiere on Paramount Plus. Why am I mentioning Paramount Plus? Because HBO Max is going to that similar fate. Now, HBO Max was bought off by Discovery. Discovery has their own app. Discovery has their own original content. And still to this day, Discovery is not merging none of that content to HBO Max, the streaming service over there. Matter of fact, they are deleting and removing a lot of content from HBO Max to save faith and to save dollars, particularly on shows and movies that they have to pay residuals on. And they don't want to do that. That's just wasted money, particularly when a lot of these movies, a lot of these shows The masses are not even interested. They don't even watch none of this programming, this good programming, okay? But if you want to call it good programming, but HBO Max is suffering almost the same fate as Paramount Plus. Is when you compare Paramount Plus and HBO Max to the heavy hitters such as Disney Plus, Hulu, and Netflix, they're still doing their thing. Okay, they're still the king of media. And a lot of people were saying all of these streaming services are not going to survive. There's going to be some that's going to either merge or just simply die out. And I feel like it's going to be first Paramount Plus, and secondly, it's going to be HBO Max. Now, I do feel like Paramount Plus has a blessing in disguise. They have Paramount backing this streaming service. I think Paramount has more deeper pockets than HBO Max. Plus, they're not spending hand over fist on a lot of projects that make their way to Paramount Plus. So that's a blessing in disguise. I did forget about Peacock, but I feel like the only reason why I'm not putting Peacock in this list is because Peacock has two different versions. They have a free version, and then they have their paying version. Plus, it's backed by NBC. NBC is more of a solid network, and Peacock is going to be here for years to come. Not because it has the best content, it just has the deeper pockets, and it also has it also has NBC backing it, okay? So a lot of the content that originates on NBC will make their way to Peacock. But when you talk about Paramount Plus, is struggling. And what's worse than Paramount Plus fate is HBO Max. HBO Max has been bought out. It's been handed around like an old rotting sock that no one wants, but they'll pick it up because it's on the cheap. And that's affecting DC as far as moving forward. Now, DC, and if you're a DC fan, you can't say, well, I'm only interested in DC projects and things that DC movies and DC shows. I'm not really too much committed in HBO Max, but it goes hand in hand. If HBO Max dies off, so does DC. If HBO Max is taking budgets and cutting money here and there, so is DC. A lot of DC projects have fell to the wayside. A lot of DC projects are not going to make their way anytime soon. The Batgirl project that had Michael Keaton in this, as well as Brendan Fraser. Let's try to say that three times fast. That movie was X, and it got cut off. And DC, HBO Max wrote it off as a write-off. So we're never going to see this movie. This movie is probably burned. I'm pretty sure there's someone out there that has some footage of the Batman, Batgirl movie. But that's a lot of things that are affecting HBO Max is also affecting DC moving forward. You know, 2 years ago, a lot of people thought that DC was in the right, was in the right lane. They was making blockbuster movies. Now, they stumbled a little bit with Justice League. They had two different versions of Justice League. The Zack Snyder one that made its way to HBO Max later on, and that is more hugely successful and hugely more iconic than the other Justice League that a lot of us watched on HBO Max. But still, they had hiccups along the way. But if you look at what was on the horizon for DC, it was supposed to be Shazam, the sequel to Shazam. Captain Marvel. A lot of people call him Shazam. Black Adam, which we're going to get that movie later on. The Flash supposed to have already had its original movie. We're supposed to have already seen this movie, but now it's been pushed back. There was a lot of people that thought that Batman was the Batman. We got that. That was a delightful movie, as well as the Joker. There was some talk and discussion. This is what I wanted to talk about, of maybe Ben Affleck possibly doing a Batman project that's going to be separate from the guy who was in Twilight. I keep forgetting his name. He's the new younger Batman. A lot of things were on the horizon, and it was set and planted for DC to try to compete with Marvel or give Marvel some competition. And ever since the merger, ever since Discovery bought HBO Max, it's been reeling, okay? And a lot of these projects have been cut. A lot of these projects hasn't even seen the light of day yet. Oh, and I forgot to mention, Aquaman, the sequel to Aquaman, was supposed to make its presence known this summer, but they pushed that back. Then you had the Amber Heard situation. That was bad news and bad press for Marvel. Marvel removing her likeness from the sequel to Aquaman. To be truthfully honest, that was a character that wasn't a very popular character. No one would care or was concerned that Amber Heard got her role cut and taken from her. And she won't be in the Aquaman sequel, even though she was in the Justice League, the Zack Snyder Justice League. But other than that, that was bad press for DC. So DC has been suffering for the past couple of years, ever since Discovery has acquired HBO Max. Now, a lot of people were wondering, well, what does this mean for HBO Max? Is there a future for HBO Max? And if there's no future for HBO Max, what's going to happen to DC? Now, what I'm about to say, I'm not 100% sure, but I'm 85% sure. And I feel like that's good enough for me to tell you what's going to happen with HBO Max as well as DC. Now, I feel like 5 or 6 years ago, DC tried to come out with its own app, and it just didn't cut it. The Titans were going to were premiering on the DC app, and it just wasn't making enough money for them to continue to do it. So they merged with HBO to put all the DC content on HBO Max. Okay, now here's my opinion about this whole situation. I feel like HBO Max is not going to last any longer. Out of all the streaming service applications, I feel like HBO Max is the next one that's going to get the axe. So far, we have gotten CNN Plus, got the axe. It just could not make it in this landscape because there's way too many streaming services and not a lot of people are going to buy all of these streaming services. And I feel like the next one is going to go is HBO Max. Now, I know a lot of people are going to say, well, what about Peacock? I mean, look at the numbers on Peacock. They don't have a huge subscriber base. What about Paramount? Paramount doesn't have a huge subscriber base. All right. What about Discovery? Discovery have a streaming service. They don't have a huge subscriber base. How come it's only HBO Max? I really do feel like Discovery, when they purchase and merge with HBO Max, as a partner, I think low key what Discovery was doing was taking down an application, so that's one less application to worry about in this business world. That's why you have, hence that's why Discovery has not put any of their original shows and movies on HBO Max. Still to this day, Discovery does their own thing with their own application and streaming services. The same way goes for HBO and HBO Max. I feel like HBO Max is going to is 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 going to meet their maker. The axe is coming for HBO Max. And I feel like HBO is a step. I think HBO and Cinemax are going to break. They're going to break their relationship, their partnership, and they're going to go their separate ways. And this is going to hurt DC, because at least with Warner Brothers, when you look at it's Warner Brothers, HBO, and Cinemax, and Warner Brothers conditionally owns these two corporations. But my thing of it is, if you look at HBO Max, and if you look at those companies that are involved in HBO Max, they can move on and do other things. Now, they can come out with a streaming service. May not be the most popular streaming service, but they can do similar to what Peacock did. Peacock has two different versions. They have a free service, and they have a subscription service. Not everything that's in the free service is included in the subscription service. So if you like those shows and like those movies, you're going to have to pay to get into the streaming service, okay? And you can misconstrue the numbers and say you got X amount of people watching your streaming service, but in actuality, the majority of them are probably watching it under the umbrella of the free service, okay? But you still have an audience that's willing to do that. Now, I feel like HBO can do that. Cinemax can do that plan. Hell, even Time Warner can do that plan. You know, Time Warner is connected and affiliated. They got their hands all over in media, okay? Their money is long. It's longer than Train Smoke, similar to HBO Max. Not too sure about, similar to HBO, not necessarily Cinemax, but Cinemax will still probably have some ties to HBO in some type of form. Now, what does all of this mean for DC? DC has the shows that the viewing audience who is subscribed to HBO Max prefer to watch. They have the programs, they have the movies, they have the television shows, they have the cartoons. A lot of people, the only reason why they're subscribed to HBO Max is the concept of watching a lot of these movies on the streaming service instead of going to the movie theaters. I felt like when COVID was running amok in the movie world and people had to make choices, either delay your projects until another summer or have these projects premiere on your streaming service, HBO bit the apple and said, you know what, let's put Justice League, the Zack Snyder project, on HBO Max. Let's put Wonder Woman 1984 on the app, okay? Let's, our forecast is our movies are going to be in sync with the streaming service, as well as when one day the world will be able to go into the movie theaters. And that temporarily helped HBO Max, but long time, it really hurt HBO Max staying power, desire, and motivation moving forward. Because now COVID is over with. The movie industry is a lot healthier than it was 2 or 3 years ago. And now everybody's going the traditional route while, you know, exclusively having their projects in the theaters. And HBO Max can't say, well, okay, now the future projects are going to be exclusively on the movie theaters. Because their subscriber base is going like, whoa, wait a minute, time out. The whole reason why I'm subscribed to HBO Max is get the opportunity to watch these movies at my leisure at home. And that affected DC as well as HBO Max. And like I said earlier, if HBO Max dies off, and if you look at what's on that service that can probably survive, not die or dead yet, or make their way on other popular streaming services, that's hence the word The Sandman. The Sandman is a DC character. The Sandman was on Netflix. So now HBO is doing what's similar to what Marvel used to do. Marvel used to allow some of their properties make their way on other networks and on other shows. And that's how Marvel survived back in the day, until Blade happened and until all of these Marvel successful movie films started making them lucrative money, and Disney bought Marvel quick, fast, and in a hurry, because if they would have waited 2 years later, Marvel would have been an IP, a company that if Disney did not have them, yeah, they have Star Wars. Yeah, they have natural, the Geographic series, but a lot of people, the real reason why they signed up to Disney is for the Marvel movies and television shows. So, DC is going to do the same similar thing. They're going to sell off a lot of their IPs and allow these projects to make their way on other streaming services as well as networks to make some type of revenue and to somehow make these IPs become popular. Now, I'm not a huge cult follower of The Sandman. I watched the whole entire series. I felt like the series was not too long where people would just are no longer interested and they didn't watch the rest of the series. I felt like the amount of episodes they had for The Sandman was decent. It was an interesting concept. It was an interesting show. But The Sandman is not one of those IPs that's legendary in DC. Now, if you listen to what HBO, what they're saying over there at HBO Max, they're saying they're going to focus more on their traditional characters that's already made the money, such as Superman, Batman, and Superman, Batman, and Wonder Woman. Ironically, the actors and actresses that portray these characters were in Hollywood last week, whining and dining in California. Now, a lot of people are figuring out why all of them are in Hollywood. Okay, Henry Cavill, Ben Affleck, which Ben Affleck is a Hollywood kid, so that's no shock there. But just having Henry Cavill, as well as the other cast and crew of the Justice League, the core characters of Justice League, a lot of people are concluding that they're going to make cameos in this up-and-coming Flash movie. Now, this up-and-coming Flash movie has been ran through the ringer. They have rescheduled and reshot some scenes. They have added Ben Affleck to not only the sequel to Aquaman, but a possibility of him making his presence to the Flash series. Now, there's already been talk about Henry Cavill at reprising his role as Superman and being in a cameo in Black Adam. Now, a lot of this stuff is opposite from what we have heard thus far, that DC, well, HBO Max, the big wigs over at HBO Max, were moving forward to trying to find the next Superman and the next Batman. Now, I feel like the old regime, who's no longer there, quenched their thirst as far as Robert Pattinson being Batman. But with this new regime, they already greenlitted a sequel for Robert Pattinson's Batman, and they also Ben Affleck, J-Lo's husband, Ben Affleck, to reply his role. I'm sorry, I got a tongue twist here, as the Batman. All right, so now you're gonna have two different actors portraying Batman. And I feel like that's what they're going to do with the Joker. They have already greenlit a sequel to a new Joker movie. they're established characters, and they're the actors and actresses who portray these characters, they're going to continue to allow them to continue to make projects around those actors and actresses and those characters, because let's just face facts and face reality, they're making the moolah, they're making the money. Now these other characters, like I do feel like as far as like Black Adam, Aquaman, and The Flash, they can be in that circle of trust as well, but they have to establish to Warner Brothers that these characters are in high demand, just like Batman, Superman, and Wonder Woman. So we're going to have to wait and see. And the verdict is out on these guys. That's why The Rock has been promoting Black Adam like hell. All right. So that, you know, I feel like ultimately, once thought of as all of these movies in the DC world was going to be highly competitive and throw some competition in the Marvel universe, now these movies are do or die for the Marvel universe, and is do or die for HBO Max. HBO Max has to have several hits under their belt before they consider themselves the elite. When you talk about all the streaming services, still to this day, it's still Netflix, Hulu, and Disney Plus, and everybody else is the fourth runner up. It could be Paramount Plus, it could be HBO Max, but if there's an opportunity for DC to break away from HBO Max, Discovery, and Warner Brothers, okay, if there was an opportunity for them to do that, this is going to sound far-fetched and it's going to sound crazy, but imagine all of those iconic DC characters, those stories, their more established characters, make their way to Disney Plus. If somehow, some way, Disney was up and under and away from HBO Max, Warner Brothers, and Discovery, and sound like a law firm. That's a whole mouthful I just unloaded just a few seconds ago. But just imagine if DC was in bed and in line with Disney, and Disney bought DC Comics, DC Entertainment, and they had all of their characters on Disney Plus. That Disney Plus, that will kill the streaming service, because there wouldn't be no competition, because you got the best of the best shows, the best of the best stories, the best of the best characters, the best of the best that makes money by the bushel, all under the umbrella of Disney. And that will put Disney way past Netflix, which still to this day, Netflix is losing subscribers left to right. It will definitely leapfrog them past Hulu. Hulu is trying to, you know, it's hard out here for a pimp in these streaming services streets. And they will be the king of streaming, okay? You know, Disney already has ESPN. That is their most popular sports entertainment media network. No one is more king than that. They got Star Wars already under their belt. They got Marvel already under their belt. They got other things that compete with Discovery, like the outdoor channels and things like that. But to have DC with Disney will be a phenomenal thing. Definitely the subscriptions will go up if they purchase DC, or if DC merges with Disney Plus. That will be totally phenomenal. All right, a lot of people are not talking about that, but this is wishful thinking. At the end of the day, this is wishful thinking, but I would just say, if they can figure out a way to get from under the gooey hands of HBO Max, Discovery, and Time Warner. Okay, so that's all I got for today. I hope everyone liked this episode. I don't know if this is episode 157 or 158. I'm just going to set it up as 157. Guys, tell me what you think. I will see you guys next week on another episode of I'm Chris Adam 1 Podcast. Later, Gator. Outro, folks. Outro.